Yo, man, it's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast, man. Hey, listen, man. I want to talk to y'all today about something, bruh. I want to talk to y'all about the possum invasion. Oh, Lord, what this dude talking about now? Man, listen. I'm going to just get straight into it, man. Growing up, the house that I grew up in, it was fairly old. The house was originally a funeral home on a couple streets back. And they moved it and set it a couple of streets forward. You know, you ever see them put a whole house on one of those flat truck bed thingies and move it? That's what they did. So, this was all, the house was built in like 1928. So it's coming up on about 100 years of standing. But anywho, man, the house is very old. And when I say very old, listen, 1928 is very old. So it was originally a funeral home and they converted it over to a regular home. Tell y'all about that in another episode. So basically, man, I'ma just be honest, man. The house was so effed up and old and falling apart that it was fixed up a little bit since then. But you can literally see the light outside from the downstairs bathroom. You can see the ground. You can see light sometimes at the seams of the walls. The roof would leak. Mildew in the ceiling. Again, the house was paid off by my grandmother, rest in peace. So, you know, I don't know exactly all the finances and things that happened, but I don't believe there was any home insurance, and the people that were in the house weren't really taking the best care of it. Rest in peace. But anywho, long story short, me and my brother and my mom, my dad lived there, so it was tough. No heat for about six, seven years. No hot water. Used to have to boil the pot on the stove. Roaches, rats. I mean, we bombed the house a bunch of times and they were still there because, again, the house was like open, you know. You know, pipes were bursting. You know, the roof was kind of caving in on certain parts and we had to, you know, what do you call it? J-rig it. You know, didn't have money. Didn't have a lot of money, man. People didn't have a lot of money, man. I don't want to put them on blast or anything like that, but we was down bad, man. And one time, my brother, I was upstairs. We had upstairs and downstairs. I was upstairs probably watching, I don't know, Cartoon Network or something. It's crazy because we had cable, but we couldn't get that damn house fixed. I don't know what the issue was. I don't know if my mom didn't want to say anything because they would tear it down. Sentimental value. And that did almost happen one time. They put a pink notice on our door. 60 days. Or 30 days. 60 days to exit. Because it was deemed unlivable. Unsafe. But anywho, man. One day I was chilling in the room watching TV, man. And my brother comes upstairs. He's like, yo! Isaiah, yo, hey, bro, look, bro, check this shit out. And he shows me this loaf of bread. And the loaf of bread was it was a big ass hole in the loaf of bread. Something had ate through the plastic itself and just was having a good old time. I mean, it was like a third of the loaf was eating through, like a big giant hole. And we knew that wasn't a rat because we had rats and they didn't do that. They would nibble at the corner of the bread and you'll see like a little hole and then you'll see like, you know. But anywho, we didn't know what it was. So we found out, long story short, man, that the possums, let me move this mic a little bit. Y'all, sorry about that. Hold on. All right, there we go. There we are. There we are. All right. Maybe y'all can hear me a little better. Long story short, man, we found out that it was possums, bro. We had like a little swampy area over there by the creek area. Anybody know downtown? It's like a little area called the creek. And it's like a little swamp area right there by the graveyard. And we think that they were coming from there. We think that they had a nest under the house, or they were just attracted to the house because it was fucked up. Anywho, these possums were coming up through the floor in the kitchen. They were coming up through the floor in the bathroom downstairs. Again, the downstairs bathroom was so jacked up. You can literally see light. You know, you can see light at like the floorboard, like the base of the floor where the floor meets the wall. You can see light outside. It's a little embarrassing telling this story, but this is just real. Anywho, man, it was maybe about, I want to count about 7 or 8 possums we killed growing up in that house, because there was one morning I woke up from school and I'm hearing all this like rustling and rustling around downstairs, and I hear my mom and my brother talking. So I'm like, okay, that's just them downstairs talking, you know. But nah, I'm coming down the stairs and my brother got like some sort of rod and my mom has like a broom and they're like pushing something against the wall. And I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing? What's going on? What's going on? And then as I'm coming downstairs and I bag back, the possum gets loose and he like lunges through the air and my mom's down behind him. My brother's down behind him. My pops, I don't even know where he was at the time. They down behind this possum, man. You know, they give him a few whacks. Boom, boom, boom. They catch him. They kill him. I think that was like the first time I go to school. Like, okay, that was fucking crazy. Then, you know, you come home screeching, scratching. You know what I mean? You hear scurrying across the floor. And mind you, man, we had people come to the crib. They didn't know. I feel like our friends knew. They found out, our cousins and shit found out. But we used to hear something behind the couch. Like me and my brother be watching TV and we'll hear something behind the couch. We look behind the couch, boom, a little possum. Catch him, you know, bam, 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 knock him over the head, boom, 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 we kill his ass. I know some of y'all are probably like, oh, you know, but we weren't thinking about Peter at the time. We ain't give a damn about Peter. These motherfuckers was in the house. We got to kill him and get him out. So that was another time. You know, we killed this fucking possum. Then there's another time where I'm washing clothes. I think it's me and my mom washing clothes when we hear like scurrying behind the washers. Move the washers out the way. Bam. It's ugly ass possum behind the washer. And we boom, boom, bam. Same thing. Bam, bam, bam. Knock him over his head. Take his ass outside. And just throw his ass in the field. In the backyard. You know what I mean? And the shit was just crazy. These goddamn, excuse my language, these damn possums kept popping up. I mean, I was washing dishes one time, right? I'm chilling, washing dishes, doing my thing. And I look over and I look back at, and I do like a double take. I look and I look again. I'm like, oh, there's this possum sitting on the fucking the floor by the table, curled up, sitting up. And he's like watching me. He's watching me wash dishes. He's watching me wash the dishes. The possum watching me wash the dishes, bro. So I take off, and I don't know how this damn thing did it. So we had this clock on the wall, right? Right? It was like a Disney clock or whatever. It had Mickey Mouse on it. I don't know if it was my mom's or it was something we had since we were a kid. I forget. But we had this clock on the wall. It's like a fairly good size clock, but it's not that big ass clock. It's like a medium size clock or whatever, right? So this possum jumps up on the counter after I take off. I'm in the living room looking like, where that motherfucker at? He jumps up on the counter he climbs like up on the wall like a gecko. He climbs, how he did that, I don't know. And he gets behind the clock and he like wraps up. And he's like, I don't know how he did that shit. He was behind the clock. So I go over there with the broom, knock the clock down. This dude curled up on like the nail. He's balancing himself up against the wall and he's on the nail that's holding the goddamn clock. Anyway, he fall, boom, boom, bam. It's a big, you know, fall, fucking fallout. Mom come downstairs. We in this bitch getting at this damn possum, bro. We getting at this damn possum, bro. And finally, same thing. Boom, boom, bam. Catch his ass. Knock him over the motherfucking head. He out back. And, bro, that wasn't the end of it. That ain't the end of it, y'all. Man, that ain't the end of it, bro. Wake up, middle of the night, to stomping. What sounds like stomping. Boom, 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 boom. At first, I think it's gunshots because I'm in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, that's close. Where the hell is, where these motherfuckers dumping at? Nah, won't no shooting. That was my pops in the closet. So long story short, it was moisture dripping in the closet of my mom's room, right? Again, I told y'all the house was fucked up. So the roof, it was a wet spot. So the roof caved in. Lo and behold, big ass possum. My dad got like a hammer or like some type of something, and he bam, boom, boom, bam, boom, rocking this possum. Then he take him, shovel him, throw his ass in the trash outside. That ain't the end of it though. Another time, coming downstairs, it's early in the morning. I think I was in 9th grade or 8th. It was early. It was still dark outside. So I'm not exactly 100% sure. Oh, let me check my phone. The wife just texted me. Sorry about that. You know when the wife texts me, I got to look. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Back to my story, right? Back to my story. I come downstairs one morning, right? And there I hear screeching and scratching, right? So I'm like, damn. Don't tell me it's another one of these possums, man. So I come downstairs, and I try to catch it. I come downstairs quick. I hear it jump off the oven. I hear it go. And I look on the oven and somebody them left some beef patties out or some sort of, I forget what it was. It was like some beef patties or some something someone had left out, bro. They left it out. And I see the claw marks and the teeth marks and the shit off. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers back again. Because it was a moment where it was cool. It was everything. We had got a few things fixed. Thought we had patched some things up. Nah. These dudes got some strong ass teeth and nails. They wanted to get back in and they got back in the house. They got back up in there. Didn't catch him that time. He got the fuck away that time. He must have been smart. He must have knew we was on their ass. He remembered or he was told what I'm told. I don't know. But that ain't the end of it, man. That ain't the end of it, man. I'm in the bathroom upstairs bathroom one time, right? I'm washing my hands or I'm doing something. I'm like, I think I'm lining my little beard that I had at the time, my little 5 o'clock shadow at the time. I look out the window, bro. It's like a pipe coming from upstairs to downstairs. It's like some sort of, I don't know what the hell it was. It was some sort of pipe that was just coming down. But tell me why I see this big, fat ass possum. This dude is climbing down the pipe. Like his face is facing towards the ground. And he wrapped his whole fucking body around the pipe. And this dude is like shimmying. He like shimmying down the pipe. And I look out the window. He look at me. I look at him. And we just, it's like a fucking stare off. It's a stare off. And he just like, fuck you. And literally took his time. Shimmy. And I'm watching this nigga shimmy down. I'm looking out the window. He shimmying. That nigga done shimmied all the way down. And took off. Gone. Damn. But that ain't the end of it. So I'm in my bedroom, right? And they're, you know, just screeching and scratching in the ceiling and going on for a while, man. And I started noticing that the ceiling, I touched the ceiling one time and it was cooler. It was a cold spot right there. It was a cool spot right there. Mind you, we broke. We can't get none of this shit fixed. And all of them, even when we tried to get it fixed, man, no funny shit. Like, the white boys would come down there, you know, the construction company white boys, you know, motherfucking redneck looking motherfuckers. They probably won't. That's what they look like. I know I ain't supposed to judge a book by its cover, because that's what happens to us every day in America, going off the subject. But damn it, that's what they look like. And their neck was red. Their neck was red as hell. But listen, they come looking, charging these high-ass prices. You know, they in the hood. They really don't want to be down there. Anyhow. So anyway, man, long story short, man. I touched the ceiling. It's like a wet. It's like cold. It's not really wet. It's like a cold. I guess you could say damp. Yeah, it's like more like a damp feeling. And I'm like, ah, shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck can I do? I can't do shit. And I touched the other parts of the ceiling in my room. It's like solid. It's regular. So I keep hearing this screeching and like noise. And I'm thinking like, okay, that's not no damn mice. Because you can hear them niggas rolling around. You can hear them like rolling around and shit. And they like running back and forth. So I come home one day from school, man. And it's crumbles. The shit all crumbled up. And I type tell my mom and dad, but what the fuck, you can't do shit. Yeah, the money, that shit was, I forgot how much it cost to fix it, bro. But bro, that jank, it was expensive, man. You know? And then they like, you got homeowners insurance? Well, you ain't got homeowners insurance. We ain't gonna work on it. Then my mom tried to get homeowners insurance, then they came out, looked at the crib. They was like, nah, we don't think we can insure this. This is like unsafe living. So nobody wanted to insure the house. So we couldn't get insurance on the motherfucking house to get anything fixed. Okay? In case y'all was wondering. So anyways, man, my brother, man, he ended up staying with us. I'm jumping around to spare y'all. This is wild shit. He ended up staying with us, man. That he was already staying with us when this was happening. He had this big ass yellow tomcat named Raji. Don't ask me why he named this motherfucker Raji. That's what he wanted to name his cat. Cat was named Raji. It was a male cat, tomcat. So, man, long story short, man, I'm in the crib and I hear some shit fall through the motherfucking ceiling. You know, I just hear like a, and I hear like screeching and shit, and the cat just, he run over there. This motherfucker got a baby possum in his mouth. I'm like, man, he ain't dealing with this shit. I'm like, Pops, man, come look at this shit, man. Come look at this shit, man. I don't know what the fuck to say about this here. I mean, look at this. Look at this. We standing in the room. I'm like, look at this. He got one of the motherfuckers in his mouth, and his brother, whoever the other, his sister, the other one, was over there hissing and in the fighting stance. And, you know, we scooped the motherfuckers up. Y'all going, hey, if y'all some animal lovers, listen, we ain't kill them ones. The cat didn't even kill him. My pops threw the niggas in the trash, man. We threw them in the trash, said, fuck them. We could have let them outside, but then they probably would have came right back in. We could have called animal control, but listen, niggas in the hood, we don't really. Unless it's a dog or a cat with a collar, we ain't calling animal control for no rat or no fucking possum. We ain't always killing them. We being done with them. That's what we did. So anyways, man, that's the stories. I should say stories of the possum invasion that I had to live through. And, you know, once I moved out the house, man, you know, I moved out and I moved on. My mom actually came and stayed with me one night because, you know, the bathroom ceiling fell in. And it was a possum. Now I was already moved out the crib. She was like, son, I'm just done. I'm gonna come stay with you tonight. Your dad and your brother can handle that. I'm just like, damn, we still can't do nothing. I'm not rich, y'all. I'm not rich. Some of y'all probably like, man, you shouldn't tell that story. Fuck y'all. This is my story, it's my life. Shit that I went through. Should nobody else be embarrassed but me? I ain't embarrassed no more. I'm living good now. I got a crib. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm living good now, man. You know? I'm doing my thing now, man. But those are the stories of the possum invasion. Bro, imagine that. Oh, man, listen. Not only did we have a possum, we had these fat-ass New York-looking rats, bro. I can't even call them no mice. Too damn big to be called mice. I mean, in my opinion, some of them were small. Some of them was fat. Some of them was mice because the fur was like brown and they were small and they had the little tails. But then we seen these jet black motherfuckers, like Master Splinter looking motherfucker with these whip tails and shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's just a little piece of my life, man. You know, at the time when I was going through it, it was horrible. Now that I look back, I wouldn't say it's funny, but it's wild. It's wild, man. That's just one of them crazy stories. That's just one of them crazy. I got a lot more crazy stories for y'all. Y'all thought that shit was entertaining, man. Let me know. Comment, like, share. Hell, I don't know. Wherever you find this shit, I don't know. It's, you know, the internet. It's out there. It's out there now. Once I upload it, it's out there. You know what I mean? So listen, man. This your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is the Trauma Fire Podcast, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'll see y'all next time. Deuce.